Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. We've got Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hi.
Hi. And we've got Woody. Say hello, Woody.
Hi.
Good to see you guys. So our guests this week were Pierce the Veil, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh. Very, very fun pop punk band from America. You probably heard Circles on Pop Buzz Radio. It's been a big hit this year. They were in town playing their biggest show ever. I didn't realise this. Their biggest show in the history of the band here in London at Brixton Academy. Yeah, it was really quite cool. They came over for that. So we had a nice chat on Thanksgiving Day, which was, I'm sure, exactly how they wanted to spend their Thanksgiving, locked in a studio with me. But that was lovely, and played a little game of Welcome to the Comment Section as well, so you can hear all that a little bit later on. But first of all, it's time for the week's biggest stories in WTF News.
News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news?
So happy Thanksgiving week, I should say to you both, first of all.
Why, thank you.
Very, very good.
The most important holiday in my life.
I feel so. Anything you were particularly thankful for? Anything? How did you spend it? Did you have some turkey? Nothing?
Well, no. I did pitch to the team that we should spend Thanksgiving in Nando's.
Right.
Eating lovely poultry, as one does on Thanksgiving.
We should bear in mind that they do not serve turkey in the Piri Piri Palace.
Poultry.
Right, okay,
chicken,
fair enough.
Turkey,
actually, it's funny you mentioned
bird,
Nando's. Pierce the Veil, who are coming up later, obsessed with Nando's. Hadn't realised this as well.
Oh.
They absolutely love a bit of Nando's. These American bands coming over here and discovering the joy of Piri Piri. It's amazing.
Maybe they'll take the tradition of going to Nando's on Thanksgiving back with them to America.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
Just what the pilgrims would have wanted.
Instead of what you did, which was deny us.
What did I have? A nice chicken meal on Thanksgiving.
He is a vegetarian, let's be fair.
I had a quinoa salad.
Cover it in some cranberry sauce, put some of that. What's that marshmallows they put on sweet potato and stuff?
American people, let us know. That's so weird.
Yeah.
It's filthy.
I don't know. It's sort of appealing to the eye, but I doubt to the stomach. Anyway, other big news stories apart from Thanksgiving this week. The Gilmore Girls are back, guys. Don't know if you noticed this. Were you fans first time around? I'm guessing you were, okay.
Well, no, here's the thing. Like, yes, because it used to be on Channel 4 all the time.
Right.
Like, in the morning before school. So you'd watch an episode. But I'd never watched it, like, in order. So I'm currently watching it in order.
Oh, wow.
Again. So I haven't seen any of the new stuff.
Right.
So you're building towards it.
Well, that's quite interesting. Fair enough. I must admit, I've not really watched it. I know it as a pop culture reference, though, because of the amount of pop culture references they make. Do you know what I mean? They're like, they're meme heavy because they always drop in names of different celebs and stuff. Case in point, Zoella got a mention in the latest edition of Gilmore Girls.
Wow.
2016, everybody.
Welcome to 2K16.
Do you think the writers like Googled YouTubers and then like came up with Zoella and then, that'll do. You know, like,
I mean, they could have gone worse, let's be fair.
Yeah, they could have gone worse.
We won't say who, but they could have gone a lot worse. I don't know, with Gilmore Girls, the very little I've seen of it, I must admit, it is the whole pop culture references are very much part of the fabric of the show. Is that right, Katie? It's an ongoing thing.
Yeah,
so I guess she is a name. She is a name for 2016. It kind of makes sense. But the internet melted down, right? It just went insane.
Went absolutely nuts. Everyone was like, Zoe, you're in Gilmore Girls. But she hasn't responded yet.
She hasn't watched Gilmore Girls.
Just been mentioned in like one of the biggest shows of the year. And she's tweeting about her lost footage of her Christmas vlogs at the minute. I'm like,
right.
Zoe, you've been mentioning Gilmore Girls. Like, come on.
Do you think she watches it? Do you think she watches Gilmore Girls?
No.
No.
She's just slapping her screen trying to work out how to like Netflix.
I must say, I've never watched an episode.
Yeah, and I do feel very left out.
It's literally lighthearted.
All of Twitter, that's all they talk about nowadays.
I'm encouraged. I'm really encouraged to watch it, I must admit. The fact that people have been going so nuts and it's got all these amazing reviews and stuff as well. People are delighted it's back.
Yeah, I want to be like part of the club.
Watch. Yeah, exactly. You know?
Let me in.
Maybe they'll mention the podcast if they ever come back
again.
Not to plug other podcasts, but there is a
great podcast called The Gilmore Guys. I don't know if you've ever heard that.
No.
Really?
It's a bunch of comedians going through and watching each episode of The Gilmore Girls. Shout out to The Gilmore Guys.
Oh my God.
So yeah, that'd be quite interesting. Weirdly, I think I've heard more of that show than actually watched The Gilmore Girls, which I should probably remedy
at some point. We should go on it.
We should. Guys, if you fancy a collab,
please.
Just come on through. Come on through. And we'll get Zoella on as well. It'd be great fun. Okay, well, next big story. So it's the end of the year, as you know. We're almost on the cusp of December and Christmas time. time at the minute. And that means it's time for all those controversial albums of the year lists to come out and everyone to have a good old-fashioned argument. So the first couple of ones have started emerging. The big one, I guess, is NME, which is a big music magazine here in the UK. Guess who they named as number one? The 1975, which I'm very, very pleased with. Very, very satisfied with that. And it's also a little bit of justice, really, seeing as a couple of years back, they also named the 1975 as the worst band in the world. So it's nice to see how things flip around in just a couple of years.
I really respect them for going back on it, though. I think that actually takes a bit of balls to go, actually, we were wrong. Although, having said that, I'm not a fan of the first album, so...
Wait, hang on.
I wouldn't say that it was, like, the worst album in the world or whatever they were saying, but...
They said they were the worst band in the world.
I mean, that was a bit strong.
I mean, look, even Matty Healy said that the second album is a million miles better, which it is, but I still like the first album.
But so people were being, like, well salty towards NME about, you know, calling them hypocrites and blah, blah, blah. It's like... No, they're just recognising good music when they hear it, you know? I don't think it's...
Right, mate.
People change, seasons change.
Yeah, you know.
Seasons change. Come on. Yeah, fair play.
We can all grow.
We have all grown. We can... Guys, we can all grow. We can all move on. But a lot of big albums in there. I mean, it was a lot of debate. Like, Kanye was number two, I believe, and there was a lot of kind of the big albums, and that's the first of many, many lists that have started emerging. It's Listageddon. It's time for that. Ours will be out in the next couple of weeks. We've been having the most insane office debate.
Oh, my God, guys. If you were a fly on a wall, you would think we were actually mad. And
we
I say
think
we,
you were actually I... mad. Dear Lord. Who wakes up in the morning and says, I'm going to listen to Sia? Who does it? Who does that?
I should clarify, I don't think Sia is bad in any respect. I just didn't...
You just got so deep into the...
The thing is, once I get going on hyperbolic statements, I can't stop. I'm like, you know, it makes me want to die, and then it kind of descends.
Katie and I would blink, and Joanne by Lady Gaga would increase by two places.
It would just
keep going up.
I haven't checked the list since Friday. It could be
I bet he's throwing it right up the top, which is insane. But anyway, that's for us to debate. That list will be coming out soon. Do keep an eye out. But more importantly, we also want to know what your album of the year is, guys.
Yes.
We want to know, and that's why we are officially launching. Can I get a little drum roll, please? A little drum roll on the desk, please. The Pop Buzz Fan Awards. That's what we're calling them. So if you go on the website right now, you can vote for three categories. We've got the best album of the year, we've got the best song of the year, or best single of the year, and best music video of the year. And we want you to decide those, all right? So lots of big options in there that I'm sure are going to have lots of varied choices that definitely won't be the same two bands.
So varied.
Definitely. Oh, I wonder what could possibly win best single and best music video. Oh, I can't wait to find out. Just take it slow, fans. Take it slow when you're voting, all right? But we'll see. It's all out there. I want to know what you think.
I'm going to be on there voting like so many times.
Just for Lady Gaga.
Rihanna.
We want to know. We want to know. And yeah, we'll be in a future podcast and on future Facebook Live. I think we're going to be announcing your winners. So please do get involved. If your favour's in there, if they release something this year, get involved and support them. So we'll see what happens there. Another big news story this week, Instagram. I'll be honest, I'm slightly scared about this one. So now people can see if you've screenshotted their picture. Is that right, Katie? Am I getting that right?
Yes, you are. Dear Lord. Correct.
All right, this is a scary world. So how does this work exactly? Guide me through this. I'm on Instagram. I get a little notification. What's it saying?
Well, what's happened now is basically they've completely copied Snapchat.
Right, okay.
So you know Instagram stories, you can now send a Snap or an Insta, I don't know, directly to anyone in your friends list. And it'll come up like Snapchat. Now, if you screenshot that, they get a notification saying, ooh, so-and-so screenshot your story.
Oh, dear Lord.
Like, how shady.
Yeah.
How shady.
Do we want that? Who was asking for that?
Like, not going to lie, I love a sleuth. But more than that, I like it when other people know I'm sleuthing on them.
So you want
Do
them
you
to
though?
Get the I want notification?
Them, I want them to see the evidence. I want them to know.
Keep them shook.
I want to know I am always watching.
I want them to know at the back of their mind that they can't take a breath without me knowing about it. Although, I thought of a solution around it. Just get a second phone and just take a picture anyway.
Obviously. What an easy solution. Guys, why haven't you got your own burner phones? It's 2016, yeah?
Why don't you get your, like, DSLR out, sort the focus,
Yeah. Done. If you were committed to the sleuthing life, you would get a second phone. Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows it's stage one, get a second phone. All right. Well, I'm not entirely happy about it, but we want to hear what you guys think. Are you a fan? And let us know about all those other stories and vote in the Fan Awards. Get on the website now. It's pop-buzz.com and find us on Twitter and Snapchat. We are live on Facebook. Hello, it's James from Pop Buzz. Look who's here. It's only Pierce the Veil, everybody. Give it up for yourselves. Give it up for yourselves. There it is. It has been a good year for you guys, though, hasn't it? Yeah. Has there been any particular highlights you want to pick out? Tour just kind of starting up now, I guess, but like any particular highlights since the album came out?
Highlights. Well, there's been a lot of them.
Yeah. We played our biggest headlining show at the beginning of this record cycle, right?
Yeah.
Mexico City, yeah.
Our CD release show was in Mexico City. It's our biggest show, but...
Shout out Mexico City.
We have our... Our next, we're going to beat it, actually, here in London at Brixton in a couple days.
Very first time.
It's going to be...
Have you ever been there before? It's such a beautiful venue.
We've played there, but we've never done our own show. Sure. So this is going to be the biggest show we've ever headlined in the world, ever in our 10-year career as a band.
Yeah. God, that's exciting. Brixton. That is really exciting. And what a place to do it as well, Brixton Academy. Yeah. Yeah, so who were you supporting before? When did you play it before?
Oh, we've played there with Bring Me the Horizon. We've played there with A Day to Remember. We've played there. I mean, small bands, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Tiny bands. Not shot remotely to stardom after that.
I just remember walking out in the venue, like, in the morning, and the very first time I saw it, I was like, who builds a venue this big? Like, oh. It was so massive, and it just so colossal. But we've also seen a couple of great bands there, too. I remember, like, randomly we were doing press in London, and we got to see Limp Bizkit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we just, like,
fun.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And it was just a cool, awesome venue, you know?
It really is. What I like about it as a 5'8" gentleman is that it's on a slight slope, so that makes my life a lot easier. That's very, very fun. Good stuff. Also, have you been playing the whole album? Misadventures live on tour recently.
No, that was a one-time special tour that we did.
Oh, I see. Okay, fair enough.
That was the first tour.
It was like to celebrate the new record coming out and, like, you know, the fans that have been waiting for so long. We did this one tour where we played the entire album, and it was super fun.
Nice. So why was it this album you decided, right, now's the time, you know, I'm going to go do it all the way through?
I think I've learned that over the years you just have to kind of take whatever is, like, happening in your life at that time or in your band, in your career. You have to, like, feel out what's going on at that moment. And at that moment, it felt like we needed to do that.
Special,
we needed it had been a long time on this record, creating this record and writing it, recording it. And so by the time we finally put it out, it was like, man, we are ready to play songs. Yeah. I know our fans have been asking us on the daily, like, you know, where's the new album? And so we gave it to them in the biggest way possible.
Absolutely.
Definitely a big, felt like, you know, you're like a new band.
Yeah.
Starting over. It's awesome.
That's
new
cool.
Legs.
I got new legs.
Working them in. Have you thought about going, because loads of bands are going back and doing that kind of anniversary thing now, aren't they? Go back to a classic. You thought about going back to one of the older records and maybe dusting it off, playing it through in the full?
It's been in the, I mean, honestly, right now we're so pumped on the new record and we want to, I mean, never say never, but right now I think the main focus is on the new record.
Yeah, it's been sort of a trend, though, you know? Like, all these bands are coming back with their old records and stuff like that, and a lot of kids have been asking us to do, you know, play your first record, you know? And we're like, no, that's... you know how hard that would be to learn our
first record? What were we doing?
Yeah, how many tracks off that first record would you have to go back and relook at?
Like, every
how
single
many,
one.
Really, every single one?
I would have to dust off some
old tracks.
Some major hard drives and learn some songs.
You could have, like, all those Vegas performers. You could have, like, what is it? The words going in front of you on the monitor.
A teleprompt?
That's the way to do it. Yeah, get a backing track in there. Oh, just kind of kick on. Well, no, one of the highlights of the new album, obviously, Circles, which we've been playing loads on Pop Buzz Radio. Big, big single, amazing single. Inspired about the Paris attacks. I know you guys have talked about that before. I was wondering, has anyone who was directly affected by those attacks, have they ever reached out to you or said anything about the track?
Actually, you know, when our first show on this tour was in Paris. Wow. And you know, we got, I read this one letter that this girl gave me, and she was like, you know, thanks for doing this show and, you know, for writing that song because of this all, I have the confidence to come back to my city. She moved away from her city because she was too afraid to live in it. And because of the show that we put on, she had a reason to come back. And and she was like saying, thank you, you know, for letting me get over this fear. And because I love my city. And it was honestly one of the most heartfelt moments I think I've had in the band was just reading that. And then, I think it's very inspiring.
Yeah. I think the main important thing for that song is the positive aspect of it, of like helping each other out and making this terrible thing that happened more of a positive light, and be like people helping people. And that was the real, you know, thing that we got out of it.
Help out your friends.
No, that is the nice thing, I suppose, as well, is because it does have this important message about a dark topic, but it is such an uplift. It's a banger, guys. Yeah. It's a big uplifting. It really is, though. You know the crowd are going to go insane at that. It's a good, positive thing to come out of that.
Well,
I mean, that must
have
been the intention behind it, right? Take this thing, but give it a positive spin. Was that the idea?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great
to
hear.
You're too kind.
Oh, well, you know, got to say it. Well, I thought it was interesting, actually, because obviously it's quite a political statement in a way. Did you guys see Green Day at the AMAs the other week? Did you see?
I heard about it. I don't remember exactly. I didn't see
it. Yeah, there was
my Wi-Fi wasn't strong enough.
Of course you were over here in Europe. Of course you were. Well, it was quite an interesting one. They made a bit of a statement, you know, about the KKK and calling out Trump and stuff. Do you think moving forward, now the country's kind of changing quite a bit, will you get a bit more political in your stance, in your kind of music behind it?
Honestly, I've never been one to write, you know, about politics. I usually kind of like to write a little more about internal personal emotion and like what's going on in your head about, you know, I don't know, what you're feeling about things. And, you know, it's just never really been something I was into, but I, you know, over the years I've been into bands that have done it, you know, like Anti-Flag and Green Day and
I guess
Strike Anywhere.
It's a big punk thing, right? I guess
it
is
a big punk thing. It's not every band's thing, obviously I do think it is important to, you know, speak about that things if you do feel strongly about it like Green Day does, and you know, more power to him.
Yeah.
Damn the man, save the empire. That's what I always say.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, one more sort of semi-serious question, then we're going to get into really silly shit. So, Hannah from Creeper, I'm sure you heard about this. So, yeah, amazing performer, amazing band. You guys were touring out there. I saw she put out the statement about sort of a sexist run-in with a stage manager on tour.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, like, We keep seeing these stories about certain aspects of the scene in venues, particularly venue managers. Is it something you guys have come across directly and seen? And how do we stop it happening, guys? Let's hash it out.
Honestly, this was the first thing I've ever really seen on tour of quite like that. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I think it caught it. I mean, honestly, it wasn't any of our crew. It was just like, you know.
Of course. We should make sure there's nothing connected to you guys. Yeah, it was, of course, the venue.
You know, we've never, like, yeah, what he was saying, I don't think we've ever been in the position that they were in. And
honestly, I mean, I think they were just taken back by it themselves. You know, I was talking to Will, their singer, and he was like, we felt we needed to say something about it, but we didn't know there was going to be any reaction. And they were very surprised about how supportive people were once they said something, you know, and, you know, them having a girl in the band and kind of really standing up for each other and being being a real band and sticking up for each other. And I thought that was really cool. And then people started really speaking up with them, and it turned into quite a beautiful thing, I must say.
No, it was beautiful. It was really, really nice to see. All right, well, we'll do silly stuff in a minute. By the way, I should say, if you're watching us on Facebook, and there is a lot of you right now, give us some stupid questions. I don't want, like, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite song to play live? I want nonsense, all right? It's Thanksgiving. You're at home.
Nonsense.
Give it some thought. Give us some nonsense, and we'll try and get to a few of those in a bit. Lots of people saying happy Thanksgiving to you as well
on Facebook, which is a lovely thing,
people back home. But this is a question we ask everyone. I want you to think about this very, very carefully, right? Misadventures, the album, sum it up for me in three emojis, gentlemen. Three emojis. How would you sum it up? You may take out your phones and have a look if you need to.
I would say the salsa dancer.
The salsa dancer.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got one. Two more, gentlemen.
The fire symbol.
Just a little fire.
Very hot album.
Nice. And then,
to the
and
touch.
Then,
so hot right now.
And then even hotter than Nando's. That's what we're going with.
And then the little dookie symbol.
Yeah.
Little shit.
There you go.
The little shit. Why
That's
not?
Nice. That's a nice
mix. It takes
mix.
You on a roller coaster, and then after you hear it, you have to use the restroom. Because you were so blown away.
So you've been dancing, you get hit with fire.
You're dancing
and
the whole time to the restroom.
Yeah. You're flying. And you're like, oh, I can't make it. It's so good. Boom.
That's how you think of our album, Haim?
Sometimes.
Okay.
If it gets cold enough.
So you're getting wild on stage. It's just, I'm just dancing my way to the restroom here.
That's my motto since I was, you know, a young lad.
Fair enough. It works well. You're also one of the few people who didn't pick the eggplant emoji. I always get the eggplant emoji in response.
Eggplant.
I think Blink-182 just went for three eggplants. I'm pretty sure that's what they went for in the end.
The eggplant, the peach, and the eggplant.
Nice. Mix it up. Mix it up. More from Pierce the Veil a little bit later on. I'm going to be playing a game of Welcome to the Comments section. Them reading all your YouTube comments is pretty funny. Stick around for that. But first up, it's time for this week's biggest tunes in Is It a Banger? So, you know how it works by now. Katie and Woody have each brought me a tune you can hear on Pop Buzz Radio. All we have to do is establish which is the biggest banger. Now, the theme this week, okay, it's the end of November, as we've established. Christmas is very fast approaching. That means only one thing, ladies and gentlemen. That means the Christmas TV ads are back in force. Now, it's a big mix this year. You've got James Corden singing something on Sainsbury's that's, you know, fine if you like that sort of thing. And you've got other kind of romanticized. What's John Lewis this year again? Oh, it's a One Day I'll Fly Away. Yeah,
lots of kind of
not quite saccharine.
Yeah, it's quite saccharine things. And then obviously you've got the famous Coke trucks, holidays are coming thing coming through. But I feel like
holidays are coming.
Yeah, we've heard that for years.
Do you
years.
Remember they came outside the office last year?
They did come outside the office last year. Oh, it'd be nice if they came back, wouldn't it?
Come back, Santa.
Yeah, please. Come back, Santa. Bring us a Coke. But yeah, so there's that. But we've all heard those a million times, or they're just a little bit dreary and saccharine. So I want new songs that can be used in Christmas TV adverts. That is the theme. Show me your bangers. All right, here we go. Woody, I'm coming to you first, my friend. What song have you brought for me this week?
I've got a very special song this week. It is the debut song from Noah Cyrus. Miley Cyrus, little sister.
Family connection, all right.
Yeah. A bit of nepotism in the pop world.
Everyone loves her.
Okay.
And this song's called Make Me, brackets, Cry.
But it gets hard when you ain't here. Baby, say the word, darling. You know just how to hold the sucker down.
So I'll see you in the morning. I can't watch you walk out.
I never needed you like I do right now. I never needed you like I do right now. I never hated you.
Did it make you cry, though? Did it make you brackets cry? I'm not entirely sure at this stage. What do you think?
So, now, I've got a storyline.
Oh, here we go. Strap in, everybody. Strap in.
I went deep with this, guys. So, obviously, the song's called Make Me Cry, so it's sad. So, it's going to be a sad story.
Right.
The story follows Frosty the Snowman.
Sorry. Before you get in, let's just have a little sad music in here, please. Can we just have a little sad music? Very nice. Off you go.
Once a heroic snowman, Frosty the Snowman was seduced by the dark side of the snowman world.
Right.
He became an evil snowman and led to the eradication of all other snowmen. Sad times.
This has just got really dark. All right, carry on.
He remained in the service of the Emperor, Santa, for decades, enforcing his master's will and seeking to crush the fledgling rebel snowman.
Right, this
allegiance.
Is Star Wars. Okay, this is Star Wars. Right, okay.
Hang on, this is an 100% original story.
Oh, is it? Oh, I'm so sorry. Any similarities are purely coincidental. All right, carry on.
There was still good in Frosty the Snowman. Eventually, he escapes the dark side and redeems himself by sacrificing his own life to save his son, Luke the Snowman.
Luke, I love that you didn't even try a pun. Luke the Snowman. All right.
And he kills Santa. And so the advert will be Return of the Snowman, and it's for air conditioners.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does at some point, this young Luke the Snowman, does he go and train with a small elf in a jungle somewhere?
That is one of the subplots.
That is one of the many subplots.
It's a very long advert.
Yeah, I can tell.
What happened to the Cyrus Christmas? I thought we'd get like a...
Yeah.
Noah Billy, Miley.
Billy, you know, on the stove.
Noah's just on a different trip. Do you know what I mean? She doesn't want a Cyrus Christmas.
Okay, fine.
She's going across the galaxy, mate.
Yeah.
All right.
We're having a Padawan. Jakku. I don't know any other planet names.
And other words.
Yeah. What is Padawan?
I had Google the entire thing.
Of course, you
didn't know what that was.
All right. Well, there's that. Okay.
Imagine how epic that would be.
I would love to know how much the ad time would cost alone. But yeah, it's very interesting.
I think that was a great pitch.
It's a hell of a pitch. All right, Katie, can you
beat it?
Can you beat it? What
I
have you brought me?
It.
This is a Christmas advert banger. Hit me with it.
It's an unconventional one, but it's the song of the moment.
Okay.
So, topical. Black Beatles by Ray Shremmerd.
Oh.
Let's have a listen. Smoke in the air, binge drink. They lose it when the DJ drops the knee. Getting so gone, I'm not blinking. What in the world was I thinking? New day, new money to be made. There is nothing to explain. I'm a Black Beetle, cream seats in the Regal. Rocking John Lennon lenses, like to see him spread eagle. Took a beer to the club and let a party on the table, screaming everybody's famous. Like clockwork, I blow it off. Then get some more. Song of the moment? Topical? All right.
Mannequin Challenge.
Oh, right.
My God.
Sorry, you kids and your interneting and your standing still for extended periods of time. All right. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, but why is it Christmas ad worthy?
Well, actually, I think this is what the M&S advert should have been. Mm. You know, when Santa's gone for the night, Mrs. Claus, the unsung hero of Christmas, turns up.
Right.
Okay. She is going to get turned. So okay. I think, personally, it's time to cut the crap with all this magical, mysterious Christmas stuff and tell it how it is. Like, this is how it goes down at Christmas parties. I know this song's about strip clubs and stuff, and I'm not saying Mrs. Claus is like a thought or anything.
Who would possibly suggest?
No. But I think it's what we need. I think 2016 owes us a truthful, gritty, dutty whining, dramatic Christmas advert.
Hang on, is this like a M&S lingerie advert with Mrs. Santa? Is that what you're telling
Mrs.
me?
Mrs. Santa.
She's at, what kind of...
No, it's actually M&S food.
Oh, okay. What about like a naked calendar thing with like well-placed...
No one's asking for that.
Come on. See Mrs. Santa with some...
Let's keep it family-friendly at Christmas time. Please, God. I mean, yeah. I mean, fair enough. I think she does deserve a party in time. I mean, the fella's always,
she does.
He's always hard at work. She's left on her own to, you know, take care of everything else in their life.
Probably doing admin. She just needs to turn up.
What is Mrs. Claus's official role in the Christmas organisation? I want to know.
Hang on. Behind every great man is a great woman.
Exactly.
That's true.
I bet she does most of the work.
I bet he just gets on the bloody sleigh and that's it.
Everything's done. She's programmed the sat-nav. Yeah. All of it, yeah, wrapped the presents, got the elves in check.
You know what? And in tribute to Mrs. Claus, I'm going to give this one to Katie, I think.
Absolutely.
I think it's about time that Mrs. Claus gets the credit. She is long overdue, frankly. But if you want to remake Star Wars by yourself, Woody, you feel free, my friend.
I'm accepting pitches.
Yeah.
For people to give me lots of money.
Accepting pitches to do Star Wars again. I would love to see that pitch. Picture the scene. Star Wars. Where's my cash? Give me the check. All right, well, those are both great tracks. You can hear them now on Pop Buzz Radio, guys. Just go on the website pop-buzz.com and click in the top right hand corner. All right, we're going to play a little bit of a game,
boys. I'm so impressed.
Let's play a little bit of a game. So this is a game we call Welcome to the Comments Section. All right, it's all nice, I promise you. So basically, here's how it works. I've got some genuine YouTube comments in front of me here, and they're from different Pierce the Veil videos. You just got to match up the comment to the video, all right?
Oh, well,
Sound good? This is how it's going to work. People on Facebook, you can play along. Have a guess, all right? Okay, so this is comment number one. This was from a user called Katie Robinson, and they wrote... Okay, but don't you think your throat would hurt after this? Which video is that going to be under?
I'm going to go ahead and say maybe Carafinalia.
Because he's screaming
the whole time.
I'll burn your name into my throat.
Yeah.
It's a lyric on that. Yeah.
I'll go Carafinalia with featuring Jeremy McKinnon from A Day to Remember.
It's not correct, I'm afraid. Oh, it was actually Hell Above. I think they thought you were a bit more screamo in that one.
Ooh,
that's interesting, isn't it?
Interesting.
Weird mix. I don't know. Maybe they attempted. I'm out. Maybe they attempted it at home.
Okay, well, that's
that was a warm up.
That's
a
warm up.
That's a warm up. There's a few more to go. Number two, this is a user called Axel Bon Betting. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Nice. The vocalist is pretty, yet flat booby. Pretty. Wow. Yet flat booby.
I'll take that as a compliment.
What is
flat booby?
What video though?
What video? What video did you have the flattest of the boobs?
Flat chest and bumpers.
Oh, you know what? The only video where I actually show my chest is in Yabba and Dollface.
So yeah,
where the paramedic pulls my shirt up and
shows those flat boobies of yours.
I free the nipple for everyone.
Again, it's a very logical guess, but wrong. There it is. It's a bulletproof love. Did you say? Oh, we'll give you the point. We'll give you a point there.
How, check if you want.
How would I don't understand it.
It
though.
Was a guess.
Just a wild guess.
It just
wild
channeled guess. Through you. It just okay. channeled through you. Apparently, you're particularly flat-chested in that one. I don't know.
I would say that's a tie right there.
Yeah.
We'll call it a tie. Number three is from a user called Lexi Jordan. They write, Donald Trump did so well in this video.
Whoa.
Oh, that's got to be Circles.
King? Circles.
Oh, Circles. Because of...
I didn't know King. This is the banker in could King, King.
Could be King. Choose.
Stake a claim, stake a claim. Which
I'm
one are you going
say
for?
Circles.
I'm going to go ahead and say King.
We can't have to... We have to agree on one.
He got one right by himself.
Okay.
King?
I'm going with Circles.
King.
All right, we're split here.
Split.
Let us know who's right.
This is tense, guys. It was Circles. You should have followed your first instinct.
Oh, there it is. Well done, Capitan. That's why we call him El.
Very well done.
El Capitan.
Yeah.
El Padroni.
Shout out to Matt Penfield.
It works well. Number four, Emily Ann writes, Season 2 of Stranger Things looks lit. Season 2 of Stranger Things looks lit. What do we think? Stranger Things vibe. You watch Stranger Things?
Of course. It could be Circles. You
know, it's got to be Circles.
We're like running through.
What I was going to guess, because in Stranger Things there's all the lights happening. And what's our video where all the lamps are turning on and off?
That's Chemical Kids.
Ooh, see, that's another
the one. The whole house is lights turning on.
I'm staying strong with Circles because it was sort of based off of, like, you know, those movies and, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
let's go Circles again. I'm going to trust you, even though I feel like he might have
but
it.
So you're going Circles again. Logical, I guess we've been wrong, so I don't know.
Chemical Kids, but okay, we'll go with Circles.
Should have trusted your boy. It was Chemical Kids and Mechanical Brides.
And that's why we call Tony. That's what we call Tony El Padrino.
Focus.
Vic with his head in his hands. This is genuinely putting you in a terrible mood. I'm so sorry to ruin your Thanksgiving like this. All right, number five.
Got one right so far.
User called Pretty SN West writes, 4 years later, the same bank is robbed by Green Day.
Because we saw that and thought the same exact thing.
Yeah. Did you actually? Also, so was it a real bank? Was it a real bank?
No.
It's just a set.
It was a real bank at one time.
And then
but now it's just used for movies.
It was also used too. Maroon 5
payphone. Yeah, I was going to say. That's Wiz. Mad. That's so
weird.
So
we're pretty much like, you know, super, you know, famous for using that one first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Originators. That's very, very true.
Green Day did kind of rip off like my favorite shot in our video.
Yeah, where we're coming in.
Us three come in. It's like slow mo, and they did that same shot, and I'm like,
interesting.
Yeah, I turned it off at that point.
Interesting.
Like, love you, Green Day, but
guys, you got to borrow from the best. That's all it is. You got to borrow from the best. Like, so interesting. The poor employees of this bank. I did keep thinking, like, God, every like couple of years, another band comes in. What a pain, man. What a pain. All right, last one. This is from Alexis Carrion. And she writes, shove this album in my ass and call me Jared Way's red hair because I love this.
It could be any of them. Nice.
It really could. But sake of claim.
That home video I released, probably.
Yeah.
Of me dancing.
What's it going to be?
What is it? What is it again?
Repeat, please.
I will. Delicately. It's practically poetry. Shove this album in my ass and call me Jared Way's red hair because I love this.
I'm thinking.
Are there any hints in there, like the red hair?
Well, Bulls has the red bull.
I can tell you, Angel Moody on Facebook, you just got it right. But keep going. Have a guess.
I'm not guessing because I got all of them wrong.
I'm going to go ahead and say Bulls in the Bronx because the girl's wearing a red dress and the bull is red and it's a lot of anger and a lot of sexiness happening.
Mm-hmm. Any other ones? Jennifer Esteban, you also just got it. Any other ones?
I'm going with it. I'm just going with time.
Oh, man. These kids are so much better.
I was thinking maybe the new video.
You're thinking the new video?
Circles? How? Why? What made you think that?
No. Dive in.
Or dive in.
I guess.
No one's talked about it yet.
Let's talk about
brand new.
Let's go with dive in.
Dive in.
Your boy's got it right. It's Dive In, of course it is. Getting some promo in there as well. Always thinking about the new single.
That's what you were doing.
I'm working for you, boys. I'm working for you.
Strutting his stuff.
Finally now, time for our question of the week. So we're examining one of the week's big stories, and I'm going to ask the ultimate question spinning off from that story, and the funniest, almost entertaining answer will win the point from me. So, you might have seen this one. This is mental. Ed Sheeran, everyone's favourite ginger acoustic botherer, he was at a ceremony, at a knighting sort of ceremony. Was he getting awarded something? Did I miss this?
Yeah, somehow.
Well, it wasn't real. It was like a joke, right?
It was a joke. I think it was a joke, right?
I have no idea.
I mean, listen, Princess Beatrice doesn't have the authority to knight anyone.
Right, okay. Here's the point. Princess Beatrice of the royal family here in the UK, she did a sort of knighting ceremony. Now, if you imagine, if you're getting knighted, you're getting made a sir, you would have a sword that would hit the tip of either shoulder. She managed to scrape him across the face with this sword.
Terrible.
Sheeran is injured. Sheeran's down. Ed is down. Slay, literal slay. He's been slayed across the face by this knighting. But it did get us thinking, though. It did get us thinking. New Year's Honours coming up. That's traditionally where all the new knights of the realm will be announced, who the new lords and ladies are going to be. Who do we want to see given that honour? So that is the question of the week this week. Who would you like to see knighted? Who do you want to get an OBE, become a sir? There's various examples, but who do you want to see get knighted? So, Katie, I'm going to come to you first. Tell me, who would you like to see get knighted by our royal family in the coming months?
Okay. So I was thinking about this a lot, actually, and I thought, who has given this country the most this year? Who's really poured their heart and soul into all of this, despite Brexit? Mm-hmm. Who's really, you know, rallied us around?
Okay.
And I ended up settling on this one person, and there can only be one person.
Right.
And that person is Danny Dyer.
Wow.
The most off-brand person we could ever mention on this podcast.
So, for American listeners, could you just briefly sum up the oeuvre of legendary British actor Daniel Dyer? What's he like?
I used to fancy him a lot when I was younger. Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me in the slightest. Carry on.
Well, he's a Cockney gem, shall we say. The highlight of EastEnders.
Yeah, he's currently in EastEnders, one of the biggest soaps and dramas in the UK on the BBC.
He's in some very sweary films.
Yeah, he is. You map it.
You mag.
But the key detail
he's
is that
you off, son.
He plays the same character in every film or TV show.
Very, very true.
Like, literally every show.
The same.
Yeah. It's the same person.
I think it's actually him.
Cockney bloke. Yeah. Walking around going, what's that? What did you say? That's dead on, by the way. That was like he was in the room. Okay. So, yeah, but justify this then. Danny Dyer deserves to be on Knight of the Realm. Mm-hmm. Tell me why.
Right. Well, I've got 3 points here.
Hook me
and
up.
They're all quotes by Danny.
Okay.
No one can describe this in the way Danny can.
I'm excited. He's got away with words, this man. Right, okay.
He really does. So, point one, he knows a national treasure when he sees one. Okay, here's the quote. I know how effing stupid this makes me sound.
Sorry. If you're going to do a Danny Dyer quote...
I'm not swearing.
Do the voice. How can you not? You can't provide us with the full Dyer experience.
Will I get extra points if I do the voice?
I guarantee you will get extra points if you do the voice. Right.
I can't do this.
Come on. Yes, you can. I believe in you. Here we go.
I know how effing stupid this makes me sound, but I would rather watch back-to-back episodes of You Being Framed than read William Shakespeare.
Wise words. Wouldn't we all? Frankly, wouldn't we all?
Wow.
There it is. All right.
Point two.
Yeah.
He isn't afraid to voice his controversial opinions, even when talking about One Direction.
Okay. Here we are.
Most of them are so bland and nothingy, you wonder if they could get an automatic door to open for them. I've seen holograms with more presence.
Well done on the correction. I appreciate that. I appreciate it. It's authenticity coming through here.
So good.
He's got it in for the 1D boy.
He really has. All right, point number three.
He really, really makes you think.
Okay.
Did Chelsea?
If we didn't have thumbs, I can't do this accent.
It's so enjoyable.
If
though.
We didn't have thumbs, we could never enjoy eating a sandwich.
Wow, that's deep.
That's deep.
That is deep.
Hang on.
How would you eat a sandwich without thumbs?
Think about this. No. If you didn't have thumbs,
what
fella?
What if you did the, what, like the kind of, you know.
You ain't going to enjoy a sandwich like
fingers.
That, are you, mate?
Scissor fingers, is that what you're doing there?
I'm miming
you
eating a sandwich.
You could eat a sandwich like that with them scissor fingers,
you
son.
You could, because you're a mug, Woody.
This was a bad idea.
I love it.
I regret it so much.
You sounded like Adele. It was wonderful. Okay. I'm kind of on board. Woody, top it.
I mean, okay.
Who should be knighted? Come on, who should be the next Knight of the Realm?
I think this person, not only this year, has given us some great moments, but throughout their career, across the arts...
I'm so excited. Okay, across the arts,
They have done really incredible things.
Okay.
And she needs to finally be recognised.
Here we
go. I'm talking about soon-to-be Dame Denise Welsh.
Dear Lord, I should have seen this one coming.
I know.
Denise Welsh. So at least US audiences will be vaguely familiar with Denise Welsh if they're fans of the 1975. This is Matty's mum.
Yeah,
so. We've mentioned her many times before.
We're busy mates, me and Denise. But let's start with the first thing that you've just mentioned. Outstanding contribution to music.
Okay.
She literally gave birth to Matty
Healy. That's very true.
Her body is like a holy musical vessel.
She gave birth to the album of the year this year, effectively.
According to Enemy.
According to Enemy.
So there's that. So obviously.
All right, fair enough, yeah.
A great achievement.
I agree.
Secondly, outstanding contribution to acting. Her portrayal of homewrecker Natalie Barnes was iconic. Iconic.
I cannot wait to get the confused tweets from our listeners internationally who have no idea what's been happening for the last 10 minutes, but carry on.
She pioneered this idea that being a messy lady can be... an empowering thing to be.
Indeed, okay. Okay, hey, I'm on board. All right, point number three.
She's also now the new Queen of Coachella.
Right, okay, yeah. This is true.
She's the new Vanessa Hudgens. She's the new Paris Hilton. She went to Coachella. She got selfies with lots of A-listers. She went out partying every night. She was backstage. And she looked banging in her bikini at the site as well. So really, it's been those three things considered.
I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Also, she mentioned my article on a famous
UK breakfast
TV show.
Oh, here we go. Shameless plugging.
So, you know. You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's wrap this up. I think, Denise, as much as I'm a fan, I'm very much a fan of her work, I can't help but feel that your appreciation and love for her and pushing her for this position is mainly due to the fact that you think you might somehow get invited to the ceremony on the off chance of you two being Twitter friends.
I mean, I would hope so.
Right, well, there you go. See, it's a bit self-interest there, mate. So in that case, I'm going to have to go for Katie here, who has not only just picked a real candidate, but picked someone for the joy of the nation. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no selfish motivation here. She doesn't have a personal connection to Danny. She's saying,
you
know what?
How do you know that? She's from London. They're all related.
Everyone in London knows Danny.
Everyone, like, I bet he's like your second cousin or something.
He's Mr.
Everyone
London.
Everybody in London is related.
It's true. You heard it here first.
Mr. London, but I'm still giving it to Katie. All right, Katie's the winner there, I'm afraid.
Well done, Danny.
Sir Danny of Dyer, we cannot wait to see what happens. Well, we still love
Wrong.
You, Denise. We still love
Wrong.
You, Denise.
Wrong.
Denise, you're welcome anytime, and you can come in and argue about how wrong we were. All right? Come on in. It'll be nice to see you. And that's about it for this week, guys. Thank you very much again to Pierce the Veil. Let's give him a little applause there. Good boys. Good boys. Lots of fun there. Lots of fun. And remember, you can actually go back and watch the full interview and everything on Facebook Live if you want to check that out. So go on the Pop Buzz Facebook page. It is all there just now. And yeah, that's about it. Next week, I think I can say this as well. I think I can say this. We're going to have, at the very least, some highlights from an event we're attending this weekend. Isn't that right, guys?
With some luck.
With some luck. I'm not going to say who we're going to get yet, but yes, it's the Capital Jingle Bell Ball. You remember we went to the Summertime Ball and hung out with old Ollie Alexander over the summertime, which is very, very nice. He's there again. We're going to try and accost him. He is a friend of the show, so we're going to try and track him down. I'll keep Woody at a safe enough distance.
You know, I actually saw him at my tube stop the other day.
Oh, for God's sake, what is this?
I think he's following me now.
Was it your tube stop or his tube stop that you happened to be wandering on up to?
When I say tube stop, I mean the bin outside his house.
Oh, that's where you wait for the tube, though, isn't it? Yeah, to be fair, all about is that. But that's about it for this week, guys. Do go back, subscribe on iTunes, listen to all the previous episodes, and we will see you next week. Keep an eye on the Twitter and Snapchat to see all the action from the ball and everyone else we're talking to in the office. But for now, it is goodbye from Katie.
Bye, guys.
It is goodbye from Woody.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you next week. Lovely. Okay, shall we go?